fucking men. Abandoning me in my time of need. All this work better pay off. I am not above killing this fucker again. Oh, look. Here lies the cold, dead dick I've been searching for. Now to start digging. Ugh. I'm too pretty for this. This better not ruin my nails. Fucking finally. I hope you've been enjoying your nap, asshole. You owe me, and it's time to pay up. Now, I just need the tome, the candle, and the lock of hair. Of course the spell I need is on page 69. Ugh, okay. Here goes nothing. Well, well, well. Look who decided to wake up. Rise and shine, Peaches. You have got a lot of groveling to do. Where the hell does it look like you are? You're in a grave, dummy. Your grave, since you decided to fuck around and ended up getting yourself killed. Isn't it obvious? I brought you back, of course. Here, look, before you go asking any more questions, don't you want to get out of there? Stretch your legs a little bit? I mean, you have been dead for, like, a week after all. There. Now then, what do you want to know? Yes, that is the Tome of Death and Blood. How else could I have accomplished this? I got it from the spell shop on Briar Street. You know the one run by that insufferable fuck Carl? Yeah, well, it wasn't originally for sale. I had to do some freaky shit to get that book and bring you back. Couldn't have been that bad. Have you seen Carl? I had to make out with him, with the human embodiment of a big toe. And then I had to give him the panties I was wearing and watch as he literally came in his fucking pants after sniffing them. You're welcome, by the way. I had to walk home with no panties and then brush my teeth, like, 7 times. Ugh! Ugh! Why did I bring you back? Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess I should have expected you to ask that. Well... Okay, fine. I brought you back because I was pissed that we never got to fuck. All those dick pics you sent me, all the nights you kept me awake, texting me about how you were gonna ruin me and make my pussy yours, how you wanted to come as deep as you could inside me and then force me to put my wet panties back on to keep your cum with me all day? And then you just go off and fucking die? What the fuck, dude? I've been a feral mess since you said that shit. Every night I'm practically howling at the moon because I need to get dick down so bad, but I don't want it from anyone else. I went to your funeral, you know. But instead of my eyes weeping, it was my fucking pussy. I had to stand there next to your great aunt Margaret, or whatever the hell her name is, with my panties absolutely drenched, thinking about all the things you said you'd do to me. What the fuck were you thinking? Swimming in the death swamp? It's called the fucking death swamp for a reason, you brain-dead chucklefuck. I don't care how much fire whiskey you'd been drinking. Who gets drunk and decides to go swimming in a nasty swamp literally known for the amount of people that have died in it? What? Was I sad? Yeah. Yeah. I was so... so terribly sad. For my sweet little pussy and the fact that it didn't get to follow through with any of the shit you said was in store for her. Look, the next time you want to ghost somebody, just use a fucking concealment spell. Don't actually go off and die. Well, what am I supposed to think? The night we were scheduled to meet up, you decided you'd rather get drunk and die than fuck me. What kind of a message do you think that sends? You want to know what I think? I think you realized that you wouldn't be able to back up all that big game you were texting me, and rather than manning up and saying that, You decided to be a coward and flake on me, but instead ended up getting yourself killed. I bet those dick pics you sent me weren't even real. You're probably a two-pump chump rocking mediocre dick. I bet you can't even eat pussy as well as you said you could. Ugh, give me a break. But shut the fuck up. Here's the deal. I brought your ass back for a reason, so listen closely, zombie dick. You have two options, and two options only. You're either going to back up all that shit you teased me with and fuck me exactly how you said you would, or I am going to undo my spell, put your ass back in that grave, and send your soul straight to hell. So what'll it be? My tight little pussy, or eternal damnation? The fact that it's even taking you any time at all to decide is honestly so fucking... Oh, fuck. Well, at least you paid attention to my text well enough to remember that I like my neck kissed and bitten. Not off to a terrible start. You like how short my dress is, huh? I figured you'd appreciate easy access. Oh, fuck! What was that for? My attitude? What the hell about my... Oh, Jesus, fuck! Did you leave a handprint with that one? Oh, shit. But what the fuck are you gonna do with your belt? Okay, I mean, I promise. I'll watch my attitude, I swear. Okay, I'll turn around. Now what? My hands? Oh. Kinky. Wait a minute, are you gonna... Are we? You're seriously bending me over your own tombstone? Fuck. That's weirdly so hot. I wore my skimpiest panties for you tonight. Do you like them? Practically see-through and perfect for you to... Oh, yeah. Perfect for you to... Do that. Oh, fuck. Just diving right in, huh? Not even gonna take my panties off? Oh, that's so fucking hot. Yes. Oh my god. Okay. I take back what I said earlier. You are good at eating pussy. So fucking good. Oh god. Please don't stop. Oh, fuck. Yes, play with my ass. Oh, God, I'm so fucking wet for you. Fuck. Oh my God, I'm already getting close. Yes, just like that. Ooh. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm coming. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Holy shit. My legs are shaking. Oh, that was so fucking good. Oh. Yes. Come on. Let's see that cock that I've heard so much about. Fuck. It looks even better in person. You gonna show me what that thing can do? Oh, shit. Yeah. Grind that cock against my little pussy. Feel how wet I am for you? I've waited so long for this. I want it so bad. Please give it to me. Please, please. Oh, I need your cock so bad. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, that cock is so fucking good. Oh, I'm so glad I decided to bring you back. Fuck. Oh, can I please suck your fingers while you fuck me? Thank you. Ah! Oh, you make my pussy clench so fucking hard when you spank me. God. Fuck, I'm already close to coming again. What? Wait for you? Oh, I don't know if I can. Oh, fuck. Yes, okay. Okay, fuck, I'll wait for you. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, please. Please come for me. I'll beg for it. I'll fucking beg for it. Please. Oh, please give me your cum. Please, 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 please. Oh, fill this little pussy up. Fuck, I need it. Oh, I need it. I need it so bad. Oh, do you like feeling me clench around you? Sucking you back in when you pull out? Fuck! Oh, I want to keep you locked in this little pussy to give me all that hot cum. Oh, fuck, yes. Fuck. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, come with me. Oh, please come with me. Please, please, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fucking yes, come with me. Oh, come with me, baby. Please, please, please. God. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Shit, that was so good. Fuck. Oh, fuck, yeah. You absolutely weren't lying. That was worth having to make out with that freak Carl. Oh, God. Whew, and we really gave the rest of the graveyard a show, huh? I'm sure they're all very jealous of you for getting to come back and immediately empty your balls. Oh, fuck. Oh, can you, like, let my hands go now? Oh, what do you mean, not yet? Oh, fuck! Okay, okay, fine. Fine. I'll answer your question. What do you want to know? Ow. Fine. Yes. I was actually very sad that you died. And I may have cried a little at your funeral. Just a little, okay? Ugh, God, shut up. Thank you. So, Gotta be honest, I didn't really think about what would happen after this. I mean, I'm assuming you want to stick around, right? I mean, but I could undo the spell if you really wanted me to. Well, I mean, I guess you kind of have two options. You can go back to your old life and be like, just kidding, guys, I'm not dead. Or you could start over. We could change your appearance a bit, make up a new name for you. What? You are such a dick. What? No, you are not picking the name Carl. Fuck off. Look, before you go fantasizing about your new life, we kind of need to deal with your grave situation here. I dug your ass up, so you're gonna help me put all this dirt back. No. You are not about to use your "I'm weak, I just got brought back from the dead" excuse. You literally just finished bending me over a gravestone and nearly fucking me into the afterlife, so save it. Now, pick up that fucking shovel and put your back into it, Frankenstein. Hey! Why don't we call you Frank from now on?